Welcome again to the WRV 109.26 Revengers Morning News, Morning Radio, Morning Show, part of your week-long Zoo Crew ZooCast block of comedy morning hours. You're tuned in with me, the Bee, and over on Traffic and Weather, Dr. Nasty.
Traffic and Weather on the 6 every 6 minutes.
A resident Jolly Chad. The Cocko.
What?
Classic.
Over on the sound effects board, Dirk Lurkin.
Wait, what? What did you call me?
And here are the special guests in the studio today, local comedian and frivologist, Bobby Coffee.
Hey guys, how's it going? How's it going?
Really glad to have you. You can tell by the enthusiasm in my voice. People can call up on the number that's on their phone. I'm not going to tell them. How about we break right in with some news?
Yeah, classic.
Let's do this.
After all, it is a morning news show as well as a morning Zoo Crew radio.
What the hell are you guys doing? You sound like idiots. Well, that's not a big change, but...
This is our regular radio podcast zoo thing we do every morning. Come on, El Caco.
Have you lost your marbles?
The only idiots around here are those that are on the I-95 today.
That's right, Dr. Nasty. They're all on their way down to the state fair for some fried donuts.
Fried donuts. Classic.
What about our regular program? The Revengerous.
Yes, the Revengerous Morning Radio, Morning News, Morning Show.
What? What the fuck is going on?
We're taking some news here, brought to you by the new CBS 2 show, The Queen Latifah Show. This week, Jada Pinkett Smith will be on there telling personal stories. But over in Kansas City, they built a 17-story tall water slide. That's the tallest in the world. And apparently, the first humans that started to take this water slide, you know what happened to them? That's right. They were launched straight up into the air. So you're not going to be able to ride this for a while. They had to shut it down.
Oh, yeah.
Shut down.
So this thing is called the Verrucht. It sounds like something from Oktoberfest. It's like a pale ale or something, right, guys? Well, the Schlitterbahn Park has allowed people to test it, but now they're closing it down. Test riders reportedly went airborne once they reached the bottom of the slide.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like what's happening today on the 10 today. It's turning into a water slide with all this rain that's coming in.
Yeah, there. Hey, Dr. Nasty, can you see from the WRVE 109.26 chopper, what's going on with that water slide?
Oh yeah, the beat. Looks like the eastbound ramp from the 15 to the 10 is seeing some congestion due to a truck that slid down the ramp due to the monsoon that came in earlier today. Reports say that the chickens all fell out of the truck and now they're all over the highway pecking people in the eyes.
Sounds like those chickens ought to cross the road.
What?
Yeah.
Why do the chickens cross the road?
In this case, they're not.
Okay, this gotta be like some sort of alien virus or something. This makes no sense whatsoever.
So, Jolly Chad,
yeah,
would you ride this crazy water slide or what, man? It sounds like pretty dangerous.
No, it would not, sir.
How about you, the Cocko?
Yeah, that's I agree full heartedly with that, Jolly Chad. Something.
If this thing is killing people, I mean, I don't know what to do about it. They might be right to shut it down, but it all sounds like a marketing scheme, and you know we're no stranger to those.
Oh yeah, send in $1 now, and you will receive our classic album of marketing schemes.
Maybe it was De Kirsch. He's always fucking around with those mystical oddities. Maybe he did something in that book of his.
Dirk Kirsch, he sounds like a swell fellow, but he's no Dirk Lurkin.
I wish I could get more than this dumb radio show on my helicopter here.
You want to listen to the competitors, huh? Well, Dirk Lurkin, that sounds like some sort of guy with a van driving around the high school.
Leave my weekends out of this.
Oh, boy. Well, speaking of crazy weekends, authorities in Oregon, they say a woman was arrested for breaking into a house, pushing a woman down the stairs, pulling her hair, biting her on the face, and then telling the victim, "I'm just playing the zombie game." Just play the zombie game, guys. Don't worry about it.
I gotta get to the lab and fix this.
But have you guys ever played this zombie game? Sounds pretty crazy. The police, of course, think that she was on something. She was smoking something.
I was on some bath salts once, and man, I did eat some faces.
Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out when he's lurking around. Let's hear from our guest here. What do you think of this zombie game that's sweeping the nation? Or do you think it's actual zombies?
Zombie game is actually a lot of fun. I play it a lot of times at, like, family events. Oh, my God. The other day, I, like, tackled my four-year-old cousin down and just, like, ripped his fit right into his neck. It was a fun time with the family.
It's a shame these people aren't in on the zombie game when they get attacked, or they could play along and say, bite me. Am I right?
Like, he didn't know what was going on. All he was doing is yelling, mommy, 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 kicking and screaming. You know, like, hey, dude, I'm playing the zombie game.
Speaking of zombies, Walking Dead is going to now be on the WC every Saturday night.
The local police sergeant said there's no definite explanation for that zombie reference. They don't know if it was The Walking Dead or George Romero or some sort of pop culture thing. I don't think the police know what zombies are, sounds like. He's a little confused. But because he also mentioned being influenced by scarecrows in the area. I don't know anybody who's influenced by scarecrows except crows.
Maybe a trickster god.
Hey, it's Dr. Nasty with Traffic Good Weather on the 6 every 6 minutes. I'll tell you what, people out here at 9:47 a.m., they all look like a bunch of zombies to me.
That's right. It's coming into work, you're looking around, you're wondering, is somebody gonna bite me?
This thunderstorm that's heading down the 800 today on the northbound side is making everyone look pretty unhappy. They all got their dumb coffees and they're going to work and they're saying that they hate their miserable lives that they live every day on the day.
I know.
But I know that chicken wreck is causing some more problems. The chickens are heading up I-645. I recommend not going up that side because the traffic has stopped and you might want to take the nearest off ramp, but go into downtown and head through Stauffer Street and take the northbound to the 405. But some people are actual zombies and are getting out of their cars and eating people alive.
And they're stuck right there. They're like sitting ducks.
Chickens.
Chicken Wreck sounds like a band. Isn't that right, Bobby Coffee?
Yeah, I think I actually opened for them like 2 years ago.
Ooh, that must have been rough. Is that what your career has brought you to? Oh!
Oh, yeah. I've had to actually open for quite a few bands. I had to open for this one hardcore band who, halfway through my set, came out and slammed me through a folding table. That was my closer for about 2 weeks.
Are you sure it wasn't a professional wrestler? It sounds like the Kaku. Yeah.
The lead singer was this, you know, ex-pro wrestler kind of guy. And, yeah, halfway through my set, they didn't enjoy me, so they put me right through the fucking table.
Hardcore band, sounds like you got a problem there.
All right, I finally reached the lab. Bunsen burner, weird concoction. What's the hell's this? Inflammable. Oh, that's good. That won't catch fire then. Great.
Well, that reminds me of a hardcore band called the Bad Luck 13 Riot Extravaganza. Every time they play, they cause a riot.
Oh, wow.
Classic.
Speaking of riots, this show is a riot here on WVE. And here's another news story. Police allege that a man on Wednesday morning learned that his 49-year-old roommate ate his 3 Chips Ahoy cookies. 3 cookies!
Oh,
no. The victim said that she was in the bathroom getting dressed when he pounded on the door and then threatened to kill her. That's right. Go ahead and kill me, she said. She was just joking. But then he grabbed her and tried to kill her. And the landlord and the husband and all these other people ultimately pulled him apart. But he was literally going to kill somebody over 3 cookies.
You better not touch my cookies, Bean.
Years ago, when I lived in like the more like run-down area of my hometown, there was next-door neighbors. They were a big fight broke out in the house, and it led into the streets where it was a father and a son, and they both had 2x4s, and they were going to each other's cars with them. And then afterwards and everything, the word got out in the neighborhood of what the fight was all about, and it literally was that the son had eaten the last slice of pizza.
Yeah, cold pizza sounds like you got a problem there.
Grabbing cookies sounds kind of like a euphemism to me.
A classic. Of course, I grab myself every night and take my antidepressants.
Oh, boy. I think everybody who's listening to this show is going to toss their
homies. Oh, God! I'm on fire! I'm on fire! Guys, put me out! Put me out! L stop, L drop, L roll. L stop, L drop, L roll.
This just in, breaking news. Apparently there's a 5-alarm fire right here in the studio. And looks like the Cocko's rolling around. Do stop and drop and rolling. That's the right thing to do there using your ninja powers.
Shut the fuck up and help me!
I poured my thermos on him, but the liquor in there just seems to have stoked the flames.
Not it.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Dr. Nasty here with traffic and weather. Yeah, you might want to walk outside because we got hurricane weather incoming from the west here.
Well, that'll put out that fire and any other fires in the region. Isn't that right, Dr. Nasty?
Yeah, it sure is. Westbound hurricane here. In the Tri-Coast area.
So what do you prescribe then, doctor?
Well, there's a lot of congestion everywhere. You might want to avoid going eastbound on the 645. You want to get off and go through downtown east toward the 645 and take the north exit to the 285.
It's always a good idea to cut through downtown during the middle of rush hour traffic.
We got people sitting in their cars wondering if they're ever going to reach their soul-crushing work. Congestion seems to be getting... not be getting any better on the I-95 as the chickens from the chicken wreck and the zombies are now fighting a war right in front of everyone.
Oh, those poor civilians caught in the middle.
Those chickens are just pecking the shit out of those zombies, and the zombies are eating the chickens, and the people stuck in their vehicles, and even in the HOV line are stuck in the middle getting their windows wrecked in this rain and this hurricane.
More like a
hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like you finally got those flames out there, buddy, but I told you, in the studio, no smoking.
Classic. I hate you ever so much right now.
Too late.
What's behind this door?
What do you think? This is some kind of game show. He's going behind door number 3, you guys. He's probably going to fight a goat.
I don't even know what we put behind these doors.
Dark Lurkin, is that your goat? You always seem to outdo yourself in that perversion department.
Oh no, she's not my type. I like a fuller figured goat.
Dirk, why don't you update the people on our running contest that's been going on for a few years with no winners? What can they do to enter?
Well, B, entry's simple. All you have to do is send $1,000 in a self-addressed stamped envelope. Then, if your $1,000 bill's serial number matches the serial number on ours, you win the grand prize. But if you lose, it goes back into the jackpot. That's right. We have over $30 bajillion in storage for one lucky winner. If your serial number matches any of ours, you win.
Now remember, our agents are roaming about the town looking for the lucky person with a secret number code to get those tickets for this weekend. And if they catch you breathing, you will be disqualified. So at all times, expect anyone to come up and check and make sure you're not breathing. And despite me not giving out the phone number earlier, we actually have a caller. So go ahead, caller. What's your damage?
Hey, this is... WRVE 109.26 Revengerous Morning News Morning Radio Morning Show Part 2.
The continuing.
Yeah, I was calling about the contest.
Oh yeah.
Dirk Zeal out in the contest. I don't know if we would take him this way.
Sure. Why don't we just put you on? Why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself, caller?
Yeah, my name's John. Seaman.
Caller.
Turn
caller,
your radio
turn down.
Down
your radio.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. Okay, is that better?
Is it down?
Sasquatch! Help!
Is he wrestling a Yeti?
Looks like the Cocko found himself in some mortal danger.
Mortal danger? Sounds like you got a problem.
Oh, that looks like Jesse the intern in a Chewbacca costume.
I guess he chose the wrong door. Whoa.
Is the Cocko gonna be okay?
I don't know. Who cares? Listen, caller, I don't think you can enter the contest this way. Did you have a question for our resident panel of expert rogues?
Yeah, I always wanted to call in and talk to you guys. I listen to you every day on the way to work here on the I-95, and Yeah, it's like the bee. How long have you been in this?
About 28 minutes. And listen, kid. So what I'm getting is you really respect us and look up and idolize us, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And you probably do anything for our approval over the radio, right?
I guess.
And all your friends and family are listening right now.
Yeah, they all listen. They all listen to the morning show too.
Too bad you're a wing. Let's blow him up.
I've got a family.
We hung up on him real good.
We're like John Crater now.
Hey, it's Dr. Nasty with traffic and weather. On the six every 6 minutes. Seems things are getting worse. We got a car explosion here on the I-95 southbound in the downtown, where the chicken and the zombie fight seems to have accumulated in size and culminated on the 405 here. But it seems like that doesn't matter anymore because the earth has opened up and a contingent of lava men has crawled out of the maw of the earth and started killing everything. So expect congestion on every freeway, even the 800 westbound in the downtown. So if you're trying to get to work today at 6:45 a.m., I would avoid the freeways completely. You might want to take the turnpike on the canyon here, but even that seems like a wash today. And expect to get, well, bring your umbrella because you're going to get washed through this typhoon. But I'll tell you what, even worse is next week. Into my, and I particularly do not like this thing.
Weather pattern of the week.
Well, Dr. Nasty's weather pattern of the week.
It sounds like things are getting kind of hot out there.
Yeah, we got a flame wall coming in about 3 days here, according to the weather nader.
Is that Ralph Nader become a meteorologist?
Whoa. But every day's looking relatively warm and overcast, but we got these fucking cumulonimbus clouds coming in on Thursday around 8 in the afternoon.
Come!
Cumulonimbus. So what you're saying is they should get away for the weekend if they can even get through that horrible traffic. Get out of here. Go somewhere tropical and beautiful.
Where are there no cumulonimbus clouds? I fucking hate cumulonimbus clouds.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't stop, I'm just gonna punch you in the goddamn face. Woo. And that's the weather report with Dr. Nasty and traffic and weather. Every 6 minutes on the third minute.
Seems to be a puddle. Let me check this water, find any clues. It is wet. Upon further investigation, not only is it wet, but this certainly isn't water.
Yes!
Well, speaking of tropical place, let's take them down south of the borderway to a beautiful Aruba. Sounds like a place that only rubes go.
Hi, Monica Lewinsky, went to Aruba. Hi, Monica Lewinsky. I'm sure I'm enjoying Aruba here.
Hello, and welcome to Aruba.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure I'm enjoying Aruba.
Aruba.
Yeah.
Hey, hot dog. I'll get you a hot dog for no reason. Get a hot dog here in Aruba.
Yes, I think that I would enjoy a hot dog. That sure does look big.
They're big and juicy and red.
Yeah?
They've been spinning all day with no one to put them in the mouth. They got so sweaty.
I put your sweaty hot dog in my mouth?
Oh, the meat of the hot dog, it's bursting out of the casing, eh?
That sure does look like a fine dog. It's nice and meaty and thick.
Oh, God, that's worse than listening to NPR.
You want to try to eat the whole hot dog at once? What's the matter for you, huh? Don't you know that's a foot long?
Whoa!
I don't know if this is quite a foot long or not.
It's not about the size.
It's very large.
Wouldn't you rather have it between two buns?
The size? Sounds like you got a problem.
I just enjoy the meat sometimes. Just dip it in mayonnaise? I know it sounds a little weird. Just the hot dog and mayonnaise.
Well, Monica Lewinsky, you got the mayonnaise all over your jacket. Oh,
like Cookie Monster.
It's so messy and sloppy.
Aruba. Go to Aruba.
Well, nothing there.
Hey, now, that wasn't part of the sketch. Jerk Lurkin, that wasn't the right sound effect to play.
I don't know what I'm doing. I have a high school education and crippling alcoholism.
Uh-oh. Well, there's actual broken glass. That's quite an effect for your sound effects board there.
I am bleeding.
Blood? Sounds like you have a problem.
Now our incredibly topical and hilarious sketch about Monica Lewinsky has been ruined. Thanks a lot there, El Caco. What are you doing there anyways?
Try to make this end! I will find a way to save you guys. I'm not leaving you like this.
I would leave wherever you are right now. Every six on the 3 minutes, except for leap minutes. It seems like things are starting to clear up here. It's about 2 in the afternoon. It's mid-afternoon rush hour time. I-95's clearing up. We got the 800. It's also clearing up. The lava zombies have successfully cleaned up the chicken and zombie fights and a few cars.
Wait, did the lava men become lava zombies? Were they bitten by the zombies?
I don't know what happened. They just, at one point, they just stood there and enchanted, and then they just melted into the earth, and the maw closed up.
Hey, stop talking about my maw.
But it was strange because for a minute there, the flame wall passed through and a horrible fire started and people burned to death. But then a bunch of men in dark cloaks came along and started doing a bunch of stuff. I didn't ask.
But are you safe from all of that chaos up in the safety of your helicopter?
Oh yeah, my helicopter's out and it's remote controlled. I'm actually viewing it on the monitor here.
Wait, you're not out there in the... You're not out there in the thick of the traffic and weather situation?
I'm not crazy. Why would anyone want to do that?
Crazy with a K.
Only those people with their boring, soul-crushing, worthless jobs to turn the cogs of reality and fate.
Classic.
Not like us. We don't have worthless jobs.
No, we are important.
Speaking of somebody with a worthless job... Bobby Coffee here in the studio with us. You're going to be doing some stand-up here in the city this weekend, I understand.
That is correct. I will be down at the Laugh Hut, down at the Waterfront Place area.
That's a laugh with the L-A-F-F, if I'm not mistaken. Laugh Hut, down at the Waterfront Place area. And he'll be doing his patented comedy where he farts on stage. Is that right?
Yeah, I have this fart thing. I can fart the Star Wars theme.
That's pretty impressive.
That's amazing.
Which theme? The main theme? The Imperial March? The Cantina theme?
I do a little bit of a medley.
Oh, that's nice.
Kind of observational kind of humor going on.
It works on several levels.
Yeah, very commentary on political views.
You could see him this weekend at some time, I don't know, one of those days, and he'll be selling his Bob Coffee t-shirts.
Yeah, the t-shirts with my face on it, and it says underneath, "Who farted?"
That's the catchphrase of the pilot that you had that failed, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I mean, the audience wasn't just, you know, ready for the storyline of who farted.
Too edgy.
It was too edgy and way ahead of its time.
Sorry, white bread America. You just need to catch up with the times. People fart, okay? It's a reality. There's nothing funny about it.
Fart sounds like you got a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I'm constantly eating broccoli and washing them down with crab cake.
Well, you've copyrighted that phrase, who farted, so anybody who says it owes you a ton of money.
Don't look at me, it was this guy.
Whoa.
Farts really just are a result of the congestion in your digestive tract where the food ferments in your colon. And Dr. Nasty with Traffic and Weather on the 6 every every couple of minutes here, looking into Bobby Coffee's intestinal tract. God, looks like there's a lot of congestion here. It looks like he's eating a lot of weird things like meat, cheese, and not much else.
You wouldn't happen to be related to Monica Lewinsky, would you?
Ho ho!
What is
it, we got those digestive enzymes traveling down the I-1 here in Bobby Coffee's inner digestive system to their boring, soul-crushing, lifeless job of digesting food and pushing it through. Should clear up any minute now.
Who farted?
Classic.
So you can go catch him. I know that he only had one failed pilot on television, and he hasn't been seen anywhere else since that fateful day in 1987. But I know that there's still a lot of Bob Coffee heads out there waiting to get in line and buy those tickets up. So you better go get your tickets down at Ticket Lord of the Beastmaster. And hey, remember, Dirk Lurkin's got a contest running right now. You can win tickets.
Yeah, that's right. All you have to do is call in with our lucky word of the day that you've heard earlier. If you don't know the number by now, you're fucked. Call it now, later, or tomorrow to win tickets to this weekend's amazing performance with the Mystic Psychic Twins.
I really hope they call when we're off the air and there's dead air, because then that'll be the best time.
Probably, because I'll have plenty of time then, because I will be sitting here waiting for our next show to begin. Rocking back and forth, slowly waiting for the minutes to eke past my soul.
So, if you guys feel bad for Dirk Lurkin, and we all do, except for his regular victims, you can call up and you can join that contest and give his pathetic life meaning. Hey, we can't hear amongst each other, but seriously, Bobby Coffee's gonna have a show, and...
Laugh butt.
Hey, what is that? Something come from Commodore Bob's room. Gotta investigate. No one's here. Good. Wow, what's that pulsing
wave? Like a thumping of some sort.
Pulses are never good.
Oh God!
What an awful sound. Dubstep.
Whatever is on one of the electric rock music is.
What's destroy my head, but thank God the mask is holding in there. Screw it. Nothing like a good old kick to fix the machine.
Exterminate! Exterminate! Exterminate!
I'll fix it!
RVE 109.26.
What was that?
Ow. Oh, jeez, I got such a headache.
Why is my mouth so sore?
Like my teeth taste like blood.
My energy feels all weird.
Ugh.
Feels
my
like
head
I've been...
feels like a giant bucket.
Are we in the middle of a podcast right now?
Feels like I've been drinking mouthwash.
Ugh, gross.
Gone.
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, I feel like we can remember, but we better not.
Just move it forward from this.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's basically how we do everything.
It's really the best idea.
Yeah.
You guys really... Hey, Santa, don't you have a product for us this week?
Of course I have a product this week. You guys know those, things that go on, other things. Large amber strobing lights. Yeah, that's it. Well, you can jump online. You can buy them. They're roughly $70. Install them to any kind of vehicle or anything, and then you have a large strobing amber light. It's fucking great. I've never done it, but you should, because why the fuck not? I'm gonna tell you to do it. Buy a large strobing amber light. This product brought to you by Southside Santa.
Ooh,
and all the Southside Santa affiliates.
I feel like I'm just had like a 3-day weekend of drinking and LSD and
well, that's because you had a...
Sounds like you got a problem there, Breshvik.
Laughing hurts.
It really hurts to laugh.
Yeah.
It's like really sore, like we've been doing a lot of it.
It's like my face is like been on doing P90X.
I feel like we all went to a Gallagher show or something.
Ugh. Yeah, what are we covered in mayonnaise for?
Is it raining outside? Who
I'll
cares?
Fix myself with a nice stew and orphan tears.
Eh, whatever.
I guess this podcast was a wash. I don't even... Probably won't even put it out. So
we'll just try again next time.
We'll try again. I mean, you know, whatever. But, you know, until next time, what we always tell them.
If I can't save you, you're fucked.